Here's today's news from Rail Technology Magazine in association with Transcity Rail on Wednesday, the 27th of March, 2024. The Chief Executive of Network Rail, Andrew Haynes, has reflected on the organisation's accomplishments during Control Period 6, days before the industry enters Control Period 7. Since April 2019, Network Rail has been presented with a host of challenges, including the coronavirus pandemic and, as a consequence, changes in passenger numbers and behaviours, as well as industrial action. However, despite these challenges, CP6 has also seen around £4 billion worth of efficiencies and has upgraded the rail network with several projects in every region of the United Kingdom. Haynes also looked ahead to what lies in store for Network Rail in the future, hinting that Network Rail's plans for CP7 will have a heavy focus on combating climate change. Alstom and Clip Intermodal have announced a signing of contracts in the first quarter of 2024 for the supply of 13 third-generation Trax multi-system locomotives. They will be approved for use along the European corridor, including Austria, Belgium, France, Germany, Luxembourg and Poland. The units will be produced at Alstom's site in Kassel, Germany, while the locomotive bodies will be manufactured at Alstom's facility in Poland. Alstom already maintains almost 600 Trax locomotives. And Network Rail has completed its £1.6 million project to complete essential work on Rannoch Viaduct in the Scottish Highlands. Work to extend the structure's operational lifespan took place during a 9-day closure of the line from the 16th to the 25th of March. The investment is part of a package to enhance safety and reliability of the railway for years to come. During the line closure, Network Rail also renewed several sections of track between Roy Bridge and Tyndrum and between Arisaig and Spain Bridge. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin and check out our stories in full on our website, railtechnologymagazine.com.